Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. From the pharaohs of ancient Egypt to the warring kingdoms of medieval Europe, humans have had plenty of good reasons to send secret messages. If you wanted to keep military plans from the enemy or keep an illicit affair from your partner, you wrote it down as a cipher. That is, a coded message that can only be unlocked by someone possessing the key. Before the computer age, if a historian came across a coded message in an archive of material, they would usually skip over it because it just wasn't worth the trouble. Even ancient ciphers can be nearly impossible to crack with just a pencil and paper. But what juicy historical secrets were trapped in those ancient puzzles? For the article this episode is based on, How Stuff Works spoke with Craig P. Bauer, a math professor at York College of Pennsylvania and editor-in-chief of the journal Cryptologia. He said, if you're looking through a diary and you come across a passage that's enciphered, you know that's the best part. When a message can't be read, the sky's the limit. It can be absolutely anything. It can resolve a historic mystery or shed new light on the personality of a historic figure. Maybe history itself is rewritten. And Bauer should know. His journal made history in February of 2023 by publishing the work of three amateur codebreakers who decrypted a trove of secret letters written by Mary, Queen of Scots. The encoded letters date to the 1500s, during Mary's 19-year imprisonment by Queen Elizabeth I, and show how Mary remained a shrewd political operative even while locked away in a castle. The letters contain about 50,000 words of writing, enough to fill a book. Historians are sure to be digging into them for a good while, but, interestingly, they're mostly addressed to the French ambassador to England at the time and indicate that Mary was directly or indirectly in touch with many of the major players in Elizabeth's court. The team that cracked the letters harnessed powerful code-breaking technology that wasn't available even a decade ago. And those new tools have ushered in what Bauer calls the second golden age of decipherment. The question is, what secrets will these historical codebreakers uncover next? Let's talk about historical cryptology. Cryptology is the study of both writing and breaking codes. When we think of cryptologists, we might picture someone like the British mathematician Alan Turing, who cracked Nazi Germany's infamous Enigma machine during World War II. But cryptologists don't just work for intelligence agencies. There are also amateur codebreakers who are fascinated with solving historical puzzles. Bauer is one of them. He wrote a book called Unsolved: The History and Mystery of the World's Greatest Ciphers, from Ancient Egypt to Online Secret Societies. In it, he catalogs some of the biggest ciphers that historical cryptologists are itching to crack. The Zodiac cipher used to be one of them. For 51 years, no one could solve the riddle of the 340-character coded message written in 1969 by the infamous Zodiac Killer. And then a team of amateur cryptologists cracked it in 2021 using supercomputers and custom decryption software. The killer's identity still remains a mystery, though. In recent years, historical cryptologists have broken ciphers created by the KKK, Marie Antoinette, and the Masons. They even figured out how to decrypt the infamous Rahank Codex, an ancient illustrated manuscript discovered in the 1830s that's written in an unknown language. Bauer is quick to point out that it takes more than just raw computing power to break an ancient code. He said, a good historical cryptologist has to be part accountant, able to very carefully keep track of numbers and statistics, but they also need to have the spirit of Mozart. You have to be very creative and almost a psychologist to guess the key words or phrases to unlock the cipher. It requires a combination of creativity, powerful computers, and persistence. If you lose one leg of that stool, you won't find a solution. The team who deciphered Queen Mary's code used a process called hill climbing, where a computer randomly assigns the symbols in the cipher to letters of the alphabet, decrypts the whole message, scores it based on readability, and then repeats the process, only keeping the changes that increase the score of the translation. After the code was cracked, the cryptologists still needed to decipher the coded letters one word at a time, and edit the transcriptions, a process that took a year. Every cipher is created by some kind of algorithm or formula, and Bauer says that encryption algorithms can be extremely complex, like the unbreakable end-to-end encryption that safeguards data traveling across the internet, or extremely simple, like Julius Caesar's formula, in which he shifted each letter in the alphabet three letters over. In cryptology terms, Caesar's method is called transposition. That's any system that moves the letters of the alphabet around or scrambles their order. A transposition cipher appears a few times in the Hebrew Bible, in which the first letter of the alphabet is swapped with the last letter, the second letter with the second to last, and so on. A far more difficult cipher to solve is one that employs substitution, in which the letters or words in the original message are replaced by other random letters, numbers, or symbols. Substitution ciphers are created by using a key or a cipher alphabet. Mary, Queen of Scots, used a cipher alphabet that replaced each word with a unique symbol. Such a cipher could only be decoded by someone possessing the same key. To make a cipher even harder to crack, two different cipher keys could be employed simultaneously. These are called polyalphabetic ciphers. So maybe you use one key for the first word of a sentence and a different key for the second word. Null symbols might be added that have no meaning just to throw off the code breakers. Another trick is to assign several different symbols to the most common words, a tactic called homophonic substitution. The three guys who solved the Queen Mary mystery all have day jobs. George Lasry is a computer scientist living in Israel. Norbert Biermann is a music professor in Germany, and Satoshi Tomokiyo is an astrophysicist in Japan. They each had a passion for historical ciphers, but it's unlikely any one of them would have solved the riddle all on their own. The three men found each other as part of the Decrypt Project, an international effort to bring historians and cryptologists together and give them the computational tools to decipher ancient encrypted texts. In the past, codebreakers and historians mostly worked on stubborn problems in isolation, but that's changing. Bauer said, a lot of the great work in cryptology is done in teams of two or more people. George Lasry has established himself as the best codebreaker outside of the government. He and his teammates are tearing things up. Today's episode is based on the article, Why Historical Cryptologists Need to Be Part Mozart, Part Accountant, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Dave Ruse. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.